Hi, this is a decision for a session. Lania, L-A-N-I-Y-A-S, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-A, Lania William, date of birth 2/21/2011, date of service 9/29/2025, date of accident is 2/10/2025. The patient is here for a evaluation as a new patient. Her chief complaints are pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back and right shoulder. And scratches in the face that required stitches, but it got healed up. All of these symptoms are reported to be allegedly from an automobile accident that happened on 2/10/2025. Lania Williams was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the left side behind the driver at around 2 p.m. on 2/10/2025. She was sleeping. Her mom was driving, and she was with her sister and cousin. Total 5 people in this car. She did not remember the type of the car and the kind of car they were hit with. They were traveling on I-94. And they hit a pole after losing control of the car on the left side. The damage is on the front part of the car, which is totaled. Engine and frame was completely messed up. And patient was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were deployed. There was loss of consciousness. No hit. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The patient suffered from some laceration at the left zygoma, left part of the face, which required 7 to 8 stitches in the face area. That has healed up now. Patient reports that she hit her head into the headrest and there was a neck whiplash as the headache started and neck pain started, but now the headaches are all gone. No chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. There was no trauma to the knee, elbow. She started having some pain in the right shoulder. Patient went to the emergency room at St. John Hospital and in Maras and was discharged the same day after receiving the sutures. History of presenting illness, patient denies any headaches and patient denies any symptoms of TBI. He specifically denies dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. He denies any nausea, vomiting, seizures, denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. There's no history of taste problems, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Denies any saddle anesthesia. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic. Denies any incontinence of the urine or bowel. And there is no history of any numbness, tingling. No trouble walking. No fatigue. No weakness. No lightheadedness. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is now telling that there is a continuous pain in the neck area, which is 6 to 7. Upper back is 3. Lower back is 6. But these pains are not radiating to the upper extremities or lower extremities. And they are constant. In addition, patient has pain in the right shoulder anteriorly and posteriorly, and the patient pain level is around 5, but patient can do normal range of motion on active and passive motion, no limitations. However, some pain is still reported. These pains are reported to be sharp, cramping, and the pain is 3 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected too. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, moving too much, walking, and improved by lying down and sitting. No weakness of the arms or legs is reported. And patient has not dropped any phones or dinner plates. No numbness, tingling is reported. No radiculopathy, neuropathy is reported. Patient has had some X-rays and some CT scans at the hospital. The reports are not available at the time of the patient. Regarding past treatment, patient has seen chiropractic treatment and has 25 treatments so far, and she is improving 50% better. She has done massage, acupuncture, and she would like to continue that. Please review the record for system review, for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, she is in the 9th grade school, attending every day. Please review the records for the legal and personal history also, as well as the ADLs. Please review the diagnosis page. The physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 6 feet tall, 135 pounds. He is 14-year-old. And blood pressure is 112 over 89. Pulse is 76. Pulse ox is 100%. Temperature is 98.1. Rest of the exam will come from the template. General review is the patient is 14-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. She is sitting comfortably, well-nourished, well-hydration, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overly anxious or lethargic, and patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. This patient is able to walk well, without using any adaptive devices. The gait is non-antalgic. Rest of the exam comes from the templates, including neurological, which is completely normal. Musculature examination, there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally. With few trigger points. Quadratus lumbar muscle, paravertebral muscles are all normal. No other issues in rest of the musculature. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is located at L4, L5, and S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is noticed. Hypertonicity, zero. SI joints are non-tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and rotation is 80. Lumbar spine. Forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative, Furling sign negative, and Lermit test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, distraction test is negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test, Roos test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is negative. And Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. CAM test is negative. PLR is negative. Dudzinski sign is negative. In SI joints, bilateral SI joints are non-tender. And standing flexion test, Ely compression test, distraction test, Faber test, Ganslin test are all negative. Extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. In the right shoulder, patient has pain in the anterior and posterior part of the shoulder. But on inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal. And on palpation, there are no tender spots anywhere. Range of motion on passive is completely normal. On active motion, has a minimal pain after 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Special tests were conducted. The Hawking-Kennedy test was negative. MTBR-Ken test was negative. Near test, speed test negative. Anterior-posterior apprehension test was negative. Review the diagnosis from the diagnosis stage. Oh, also knee examination is completely normal as well. And rest of the exam was normal for extremities. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is advised to continue her chiropractic treatment and maybe add physical therapy for her pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back 2 times a week. Patient is okay to go to school, no disability is written. Medications, no medications are being given. Patient was advised to try some Advil or Motrin at home in case the pain is continuing. Patient was advised to try a local lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, refer to psychiatry, none needed. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records are being requested to be released from St. John Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. DMH patient already has a back brace and tense units. Investigation, we are ordering a MRI for lumbar spine at this time to figure out if any issue is there because the pains are continuing more than 6 months after accident. Education is yes, and disability is none. Follow visit in a month. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.